Good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. Great to have you with us this morning. And if you're out in the courtyard, you want to make your way in. We're reading through the book of Proverbs, and we're going kind of slow. We're in Proverbs 18, but I always like to read this and meditate on it. And just when I'm alone, I just like to take in each verse, kind of read it over and over, and like a cow does, masticate, you know, just chew it. You know, it goes down. I guess, how many stomachs do they have? Three? Two? Doesn't matter, I only have one, but I just masticate it, and then you just love to just glean what God has for you. So we're in Proverbs 18, and we went about halfway through, so if you have your Bibles or you want to look in the overhead, we'll pick it up at verse 13. He who gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and shame to him. The spirit of a man can endure his sickness, but a broken spirit, who can bear? The mind of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. The first to plead his case seems just until another comes and examines him. The lot puts an end to contentions and decides between the mighty. A brother offended is harder to win than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a castle. When the fruit of a man's mouth, his stomach will be satisfied. He will be satisfied with the product of his lips. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. The poor man utters supplications, but the rich man answers roughly. A man of many friends comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Father, we always like those friends that stick with us through thick and thin. And then those that are fair weather friends, Lord, they kind of show themselves as well. But Lord, so many different aspects of wisdom that we can walk in through the Proverbs, and we thank you for that. And so, Lord, this morning, we put our lives before you. We pray that as we seek to minister back to you through the fruit of our lips, that sacrifice of praise, I pray that it would be in spirit and in truth that we worship you. And Lord, as we go on in this worship, when we come to your word, I pray that you'd open our hearts to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to us this morning. Lord, you're always fresh, you're always new, you're always right on with our lives. So, Lord, let us be open to what you want to say to each one of us and corporately as a church as well. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Feel free to stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
We turn to you. is stirring.
Thank you.
honor you this morning. Come quickly, Lord, we pray. Hosanna, come quickly.
Son of God.
Would you stand to your feet and sing this last song with us?
Oh, God. There will be prayer available here in the front with the pastors and leaders.